Chapter 1. Empathy, the heartbeat of effective leadership. Empathy is patiently and sincerely seeing the world through the other person's eyes. It is not learned in school. It is cultivated over a lifetime. Albert Einstein. Hello, aspiring leaders and curious minds. Let me welcome all of you to a section where we will dive headfirst into the realm of empathy. You might think, why does empathy get a VIP section in a leadership guidebook? Well, my fellow leaders, grab your bucket of popcorn, as we will soon unravel why empathy acts like the secret sauce that can turn any ordinary leader into an extraordinary one. Try to think of this. You lead a team that is similar to a buffet menu. Different skill sets, quirks, and personalities. Now think of yourself trying to navigate this diverse team without a proper compass. That is what leadership without empathy would look like. It would feel like trying to set up IKEA furniture without the instruction manual. The aim of this section is to unravel the mysteries of empathy. Empathy is like a superpower that lets you understand what is unsaid, read between the lines, and be able to connect with the team on a psychological level. No worries, as we will not be sharing stories of leadership where leaders turned into therapists. We will leave that for the movies. It is now time to make empathy the main energy of your leadership journey. Decoding empathy, more than just feeling. Often we come across the saying that empathy is required in this world. There is no doubt that all of us have seen this in one form or the other. A manager who is not able to link to the true struggles of a team, or partners who can no longer understand one another. However, if we long for other people to take into consideration our feelings and perspectives, why do we fail to do the same? To start with, it requires effort and time to understand why and how other people feel the way they do. To be very honest, none of us are willing to use all such resources for too many people. In fact, even when people get motivated to showcase empathy, trying to do the same is not that easy. The thing is that when we try to show empathy, the other person can feel understood. Due to this, they are more likely to reciprocate our efforts and decide to try harder from their end as well. Do you know what the end result is? Well, it would give rise to a relationship where both parties get motivated enough to provide others the benefit of the doubt and let go of small failures. Now you might ask, but what exactly is empathy? How can I develop it? No worries, as I will break things down for you. What is empathy? In today's society, you are most likely to get varied definitions of empathy based on the individual you ask. However, most people would agree to a little bit of variation of this. It is the ability. In order to display and feel empathy, there is no requirement to share the same circumstances as others. It is more like an attempt to understand others in a better way simply by getting an idea of their perspective, to understand and share the feelings of another. LaRusso, 2021. Empathy comes in three parts, and each part has a formal name. However, it would be easier to understand them as feelings, thoughts, and actions. Whenever people try to discuss empathy, the primary focus is given to the cognitive perspective. For most of us, empathy is about putting ourselves in the shoes of others. But in order to practice empathy in the right way, all three parts are necessary. Miller, 2022. Cognitive. Cognitive empathy is the ability to understand the perspective of someone else and their feelings and thoughts. You can regard this as the thinking aspect of empathy. As the name goes by, it takes place on a cognitive level. Those who practice cognitive empathy will make educated guesses depending on the kind of past experiences and knowledge they have. You will be putting yourself in the shoes of others, as we believe empathy to be. It is one of the most important steps in practicing empathy.